My body still ached, but I pressed Ruth Heller to release me. She reluctantly gave me the okay to go home. Lenny helped me pack and get dressed.
"You're sure you won't stay with us?" Lenny said.
"You have 4 kids," I reminded him.
"Oh yeah, right."
He paused.
"Can I stay with you?"
I tried to smile. Lenny looked away, busying himself with the already packed bag. I watched him. We have known each other a long time, so it probably did not surprise him when I said, "You want to tell me what's up?"
"Look, I'm your lawyer, right?"
"Right."
"So, I want to give you some legal advice."
"I'm listening."
"I should have said something earlier, but I knew you wouldn't listen. Now, well, now it's a different story, I think."
"Lenny?"
"Yeah?"
"What are you talking about?" I still saw Lenny as a kid. It made it hard to take his advice too seriously. Don't get me wrong. I knew that he was smart. I had celebrated with him when he got his acceptance to Princeton and then Columbia Law. But the Lenny I saw was the one I desperately cruised with on muggy Friday and Saturday nights. Most nights we ended up at the soccer field behind Benjamin Franklin Middle School, lying on our backs, checking out the stars. It was easier to talk, even with your best friend, when you were looking at the stars.
"Okay," Lenny said. "I don't want you talking to the cops anymore without my being present."
I frowned. "For real?"